Thing of Curtis, this is Shaw.
Yes, ma'am. This is Jeff Jones down here at Taylor's Automotive, Big Sandy, Texas.
Oh, hey. How are you doing today?
All right. I got a call from you back this morning.
Okay. Give me one second. Let me click into your...
Been covered up all day today. It's been a typical Monday around here.
Oh, yeah?
Busy, busy.
Yeah, and you got your auto shop, right?
Yes, ma'am, we do. A little bit of all of it. We do ATVs, UTVs. We just started, well, we've been working on fire trucks, trucks, and cars, but we just started building some big tanker fire trucks now. I've got two contracts that are starting out on those, and they're about $25,000 a lick for doing those, but I gotta have money up front to work on them before I do it. But,
I see. I know how it is on Mondays at an auto shop. It's crazy.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
We do,
okay.
We do some different versatility around here.
Yeah.
Working on that it's nonstop.
Okay. All right. So I have your file pulled up here again. Here, I'm just going to confirm a couple pieces of information I have on your business, and then I can answer any questions you have.
Okay.
All right. I have the legal name of the business. Is it JR's Automotive Restoration?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what's the structure of your business? Is it S-Prop, LLC, Corporation?
Sole proprietor.
Sole proprietor? Okay.
I'm an owner-operator. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And I have your business here. Business address is 252 River Road, Big Sandy?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and how long have you been in business for?
We've been here, oh lordy, we have been here on the books since February, oh my goodness, I think in February 2010, I believe.
Okay, just the year is fine, is it 2010?
Yes.
2010. Okay. And are you, you're the 100% owner, obviously. Perfect.
Yes.
Okay, and then what's your gross annual sales from last year?
Don't have that right in front of me, but it was a little over 100,000, I believe.
Okay. How's this year looking for you so far?
This year is looking great, especially with these new contracts on the fire trucks we're picking up.
Nice.
Those, and we're going into LED lighting as well. I'm always looking to expand and diversify.
Do different things.
Revenue, yeah, more revenue streams in the coin. Mm-hmm. That way you never have any off time.
Okay. So we have a lot of different programs here at the bank. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do, and I can point you the right direction.
Well, right now I've got a deal with a company over, I think they're in California, that they called it a, what do they call that? It's like a capital, working capital loan, I guess, but
okay.
They didn't
Is it,
give a whole.
I have a UCC filing as GU Capital. Does that sound right?
Huh?
I see a UCC filing from a GU Capital, whatever it's called.
Not sure if they are, but they take like $84 a day out of my account.
Okay.
So it's whatever kind of deal that is.
Yeah, so it's a working capital.
Yeah, Monday through Friday, but they didn't really give me as much as I was really wanting to get.
Uh-huh. How much did they give you?
I believe I've been to them twice now. They re-upped me, but this last time I want to say they gave me 10,000. Seemed like 9 or 10,000.
Uh-huh. And what's your current balance?
I'd have to go in there and look at it on the computer and see, but I want to say it's down around 7, I think. Something
okay.
like that. Like,
okay.
So the first time I went around with them, they'd given me 10,000. You know, the second time, they may have given me 15 the second time.
Oh, I see. Okay.
They were drawing $76 a day, Monday through Friday, no holidays or weekends. The first go around, and then when I re-upped with them, then they bumped it up to I think 15 and did $84 a day, which has been so far no problem. They've gotten their money every day. I've been with them for a year and a half or something. I don't remember.
Well, it's been a year and a half already.
I think a year or year and a half, seemed like.
Oh, okay. As in, like, from the first time you took it and then you renewed?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Do you remember when you renewed with them?
When did I renew with them?
Mm-hmm.
Was it back in July, I think, or somewhere in there?
July? Okay. So pretty recent.
Okay.
And are you looking to pay them off and get some extra capital?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd like to pay them off. I've got a few others too to do.
Mm-hmm.
not like that, but I mean just some other little car bills and stuff. But main thing I'm wanting to get into these fire truck contracts that I've got, because they're a sure deal, and if I don't do them, somebody's going to.
Yeah. So did you win the bid on these fire truck contracts?
Yeah.
Okay,
yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
When are you supposed to start on them?
I'll be starting on one at the end of this month or early first part of December.
Okay.
Yeah. The Forestry Service here, Texas Forestry Service, grants these trucks to the fire departments for free, and then they give them a $25,000 skid unit grant to deck them out with the hose and lights and everything, and we'll be building the tanks and pump units to put on them.
Okay.
Costing the departments any money at all. It's just free money to them, guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
But they have to pay for it up front, and then they get reimbursed from the Forestry Service government.
Okay. Okay. And have you done fire trucks before?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. I've been working on them for the past 10 years before I even opened my business here.
Oh, wow.
I'm actually the fire chief here in Big Sandy, too, so.
Oh, okay. And you know the ins and outs of everything, then?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. And how long is it going to take you to complete this project?
Those should be about a 1 to 2 month turnaround on those trucks.
1 or 2. Okay. Okay. And so the capital would just be going towards like personnel, the materials,
yes.
Things like that.
Yep. Yes, ma'am. The materials, the tanks we're building, those are, you got to get the materials for those, the sheeting forms. It costs about $2,500 to build a tank, but everybody's selling them for around $13,000 finished.
Oh, okay.
Of course, got a lot of labor involved in welding the plastic and all that stuff, which I already have. I've already bought the plastic welder, but the materials and stuff like that will be a little upfront cost on getting those in here, because you got to get them trucked in, you know.
Mm-hmm. And how much does it cost to complete this whole project for the next 2 months?
The whole truck, skid unit, bed, and everything would cost... I have 25, 3, 4. I have about $5,000 out of pocket in each truck.
$5,000 in each truck.
Yeah, cost wise, that'd be for the labor and everything.
Uh huh. And then you get paid like $25K per truck, basically. Okay, that's a pretty good deal.
That's exactly what. There's a couple other small timers that's been doing them within 100 miles of my place that are doing them, and they've been doing them for the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so many of those, you got to think of how many volunteer and paid fire departments there are. Every 5 to 10 miles, there's a department around here.
Mm-hmm.
And every one of them is just getting turned on to these trucks real good from the government or from Forestry Service now.
Mm-hmm.
They're just now finding out about the free trucks and the skid grants. So,
yeah.
It's been going on, but it's something new to a lot of people that are getting them. So
mm-hmm.
I think there's going to be I'm pretty positive there's going to be a big rush in the market on it. So
I see. I would think that during the summertime would be a really booming industry because of all
Well,
the fires and everything.
it is, but it's also better in the wintertime because you have less your grass fires and wildfires that these trucks are really made for. So everybody's getting built up right now, and then they'll be ready for next spring and summer for the wildfires and stuff.
Oh yeah, that's true. It's getting ready, basically getting them ready now for the spring summertime when there's a lot of fire.
And plus, the Forestry Service, when they divvy out their trucks, is like right now, they're divvying out some. They just had a hearing in October, so they're divvying out a bunch of them. But those people won't be receiving them until December or end of November. They'll be
I
receiving
see.
the trucks and start on them. They'll have another hearing, I think, in August, and they'll divvy out more trucks in August and then more next October. So it'll be an oncoming. They'll give out, several in the areas.
And are you, and how much do you need immediately for the project?
I would like to get around, if I could get about 25, then I can pay off that other capital loan and get it out of the way and have enough to complete two of the trucks, or at least one of them, and have a little to spare there. I don't want to get rid of that other one. That way I'm not with two capital loans, but
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we would have to pay them off too, because that'll be a better deal for you to do a payoff loan. Because when you do what we call a first position loan, it's going to be cheaper on interest, basically, when we pay off another loan. And I know you said last year you did a little bit over 100,000. Do you know what this year you're doing or tracking to do?
Don't have it right here in front of me. I could go look it up and let you know.
That's okay. You can just I can see it in the bank statements because I would need that for the application to get your approval. So I was just wondering if you know on top of your head, but that's okay. I can just look at the banks.
It's going to be on track with probably a little bit more than last year, or I know it's not less, so we've done more this year.
And then how would you rate your credit? National average is about 680 right now.
Well, it was at 643 last month, and I've got a double wide that someone is taking over the payments for, but I just noticed that they didn't make their payment last month, and they don't pay me. They just pay directly. It's a kinfolk of mine, one of my cousins, and they're paying directly to the company. But I've just seen that they didn't last month, and now my credit went from 643 down to 547.
Oh wow, from one payment?
That's what it's showing. I guess that, and I did get a couple of credit cards because I haven't had any in years. I didn't want any. With all this stuff coming up, I needed what I could get, and then of course help him.
Oh, so there's like a high revolving balance right now.
Ma'am.
There's a high revolving balance right now on your credit report for your credit cards.
Yeah. That's probably what helped drop it too, but that's all I noticed is, last month it was looking great and people were sending me offers from everything. And I just checked it the other day and it went from the 643 down to 547. I said, oh my goodness, what happened?
Yeah, with credit card debt, if your percentage of use that you've used is high or like more than 50%, it really drops your credit score.
Yeah, that's I think the biggest credit card got 1500, but I'm staying on top of those. I mean, I've used a little bit of them and paid back. When I use them, I pay them off for the end of the 25 days. That way, it's caught up,
Yeah,
But
exactly.
I've already went and got into partnership with LED so I can have all my lighting and everything at wholesale costs. So.
I see. Okay. All right. Well, I got all the information I need to move your file along. So what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to send over the application. What I'll need is basically the one-page application. I need most recent 6 months of business bank statement and your most recent tax return. Do you have 2015's tax return?
I do.
You do. Okay, perfect. So I will need that. And then let me see, make sure I have your email on file here. Let's see. I have jrsautorestore@aol.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll go ahead and send over what I'll need for the application. And once you get that over to me, I'll be able to get you an answer in about a day or two.
Okay.
Okay. All right. And then do you know when you'll be able to get those documents in to me?
I'll send them today.
Today? Okay, perfect. Do you have any other questions for me?
I guess just what kind of a loan type would you think it would be, and as far as interest and loan mm-hmm. and...
Sure. So the structure of our loan is for the specific needs that you have right now. It's going to be structured similar to what you have right now with... what was it called again? The capital that you have right now, the loan that you have right now. It's going to be structured similar. It's based on your credit score, most likely is going to be a daily loan, just because under 600 usually is going to be a daily. We do have weekly and monthly, but those are for better credit or if you're a return customer. So next time you do business with us, we'll be able to get you something, a different type of term.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then what we can do is we can generally free up about 10 to 15% of your gross sales as the capital. So based on whatever you're going to be sending over, your bank statement, whatever the sales it shows is what we'll be able to unlock for you. And I'll be able to tell you specific numbers. If you send it today, I'll probably have numbers for you tomorrow.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I'll get them over to you.
Okay, perfect. Give me a call if you have any questions.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.